Oh my god. No way! It's you! Hi! Wow, I can't believe it. I almost didn't recognize you. You've changed so much. No, it's not a bad thing. I mean, it's been 20 years since high school. Everyone's changed. Just look around. We're all grown up now. And I've heard you've gotten pretty successful since high school. Rumors have been spreading around the reunion that you're making quite the living. I guess being back in the building has led a few of the high school gossips to fall into old habits. So, how have the last 20 years treated you? Mm-hmm. Wow, well, that's good to hear. Me? Yeah, it's been pretty good for me, too. Got a few jobs here and there, traveled a bit, usual stuff. No, I'm not married. Quite the opposite, actually. Completely single. Oh, you too? Wow, we have so much in common. Okay, shoot. I think I have to get going. I have to get up early tomorrow, and I promised myself I wouldn't stay at this reunion for too long. But it was good seeing you again. Hug? Actually, do you think you could walk me home? I'd feel a lot safer with company. It's just a few minutes away, don't worry. Yeah, I still live in my old house. Mm-hmm. The one I lived in when we were still in high school. My parents left it to me when they moved to their retirement home in Miami, so it's all mine. So, what do you say? Want to be my escort? Thanks. Let's go. It feels so weird, doesn't it? Everyone being back like this, it's jarring. I don't know. Seeing faces you haven't seen in ages. I feel like I'm in an alternate universe or something. I don't know what I'm talking about. Ignore me. Just being a little existential. It happens, you know me. But anyway, yeah. Seeing all those faces is triggering old memories. Good and bad. Oh my god, remember the homecoming after party in our junior year? When the cops got called on all of us and the two of us hid in the closet for like 20 minutes? Honestly, while we were in there, I thought you were gonna lean in for a kiss. I'm joking. Gosh, you're so easy to mess with. I can't believe I was so scared. I wasn't even drunk. I was literally only afraid of losing scholarships and stuff. God, we were worried over the littlest things back then, huh? Yeah, I had a tendency to be a little, I don't know, dramatic. It's weird. It's hard to think of the right words. Like, I was kind of antsy, I guess, back then. I'm sure you noticed. I don't know why. I guess I was just worried about a lot of little things. My reputation, my looks, what boys thought of me, what other girls thought of me, what you thought of me. No, I'm not joking. I really did care about what you thought of me. Yeah. I know, you don't have to remind me about what happened between us. I've actually been thinking about it a lot since graduation. I don't know if it makes me seem pathetic or petty to still be thinking about you 20 years after our little conversation, but I do. Okay, I think we should clear the air. When you told me you had a crush on me, I didn't react because I was nervous. I liked you back. I actually did, and I still do. I just... Like I said, I was antsy, and I freaked out, and I kind of just felt like ghosting you, so I did. And I've regretted it ever since. Seriously, I never wanted a falling out, but when I realized this, it was all too late to tell you how I felt. If I could hop in a time machine and tell my younger self not to be so uptight and stupid, I would, but I can't. There's just so much I wish we could have done together. I wish you were my prom date. I wish you were at my grad party. I wish we had cute little photos of us holding our diplomas together. That would have been a much happier ending to our high school years, wouldn't it? Anyway, this is my place. Thanks for walking me home. And sorry about my little ramble. I just had to get it out in the open. I don't know if I'd ever get the chance to tell you again. Why are you looking at me like that? Like that? You know what you're doing. You're giving me that look. The same sly look you had in that closet with me at your homecoming party. It's like you're about to lean in for her. My kiss. Do you want to come in, maybe? My parents aren't home. Perfect. This is me. Same as it was in high school, just newer decorations. Newer bed, too. Want to see it? Great. Follow me. Ta-da! There it is. New bed. Now where were we? Right. My lips were right here. Pick me up. Take me to the bed. Wow. You've gotten stronger since high school, haven't you? Unzip my dress in the back there. Yes, lose your clothes too. It's cozy, isn't it? King size, so we don't fall off. I don't plan on going gently tonight. Let's unzip those pants. Holy shit. It's even more beautiful than I fantasized. And it's so warm in my hands. I wonder how it would feel in my mouth. Tastes so good. You have no idea how many times I've touched myself in my bed, thinking about this moment, thinking about you. I can feel you. Getting harder in my mouth. It feels so good. You like that? Oh, the way my soft lips wrap around your cock. I can take you even deeper in my mouth, you know? Wanna see you? I can taste your pre-cum. It's sweet. Moan for me, please. Let me know that I'm doing a good job, that I'm pleasing you. You can grab my head. You can do whatever you want. I love the way your hands feel when you run them through my head. Come on. Don't be gentle. I can take it. Fuck my throat. Help me make up for all the lost time. Due to me, which we should have been doing since graduation. Fuck. My pussy feels so Actually, I'm practically pulsing. So, are you gonna fuck me soon, or what? Perfect. I want you to pin me down and make me yours. The way we should have been when we were 18. Young and stupid without a care in the world. My, you really have gotten stronger. What are you gonna do to me now? Now that you've got me pinned down. Holy shit. You feel even better inside me. Sorry if I'm clenching around you. I'm not doing it on purpose. I just get tighter when I'm turned on like this. Yeah, right there. Right there. Faster. Faster. Hold my wrist down. Don't hold back. Oh, give me everything you've got. Oh, God. Oh, you're so fucking hot. Oh, I love it when you make me yours. What? Oh, yeah. If you want to flip me over... Flip me over. You don't have to ask. Just do it. I'm on all fours for you, babe. What are you gonna do? Oh, fuck. Fuck. I can feel you even deeper this way. I'm pushing back. I want you as deep as possible. I love the way you make my back arch. I can't feel my legs. Fuck. Fuck. I keep going just like that. Grab my hips, pull my hair, do whatever you can to get deeper. Please, I need you. Fuck! I've fantasized about this for so long. Holy shit! I think I'm gonna come soon. I'm getting close. Don't stop. Just going. Just as you are. Oh, you're about to come too, aren't you? I can feel it the way you're grabbing me. Let's come together, okay? Come with me. Please, you can come wherever you want, on my back, on my face, in my mouth. You want to come inside me? Okay, okay, come inside me. Fuck, I'm so fucking close. Yes, I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming. That I saw you tonight. And I'm even happier now that I told you how I really felt. And when I'm with you, I don't feel as antsy anymore. I feel like I can really be me. This is the way everything should have been. Hey, what are you closing your eyes for, mister? Oh no, you're not sleeping just yet. We have 20 years to catch up on. Besides, you were amazing just now. There's no way we're doing that once. So, will you keep that cock hard for me, okay? I want him back inside me as soon as possible. Oh, actually, I have an idea. Here, follow me. Don't put your clothes back on. Come on, get up. Let's go. I want to show you something. Here, come. Come on. This is my old bedroom. It hasn't changed since high school. I was never really sure why I kept the room perfect all these years. But then I saw you at the reunion earlier, and it all made sense. I want to fuck you here, on my old bed. The way we should have all those years ago, after prom, after graduation, on our birthdays, everything. Let's do it here. It'll make things more special. What do you think? I'll take that as a yes. And from the way your cock is twitching, I think you're ready for round two. Get over here. Time for me to take charge. Lie in the middle of the bed. I don't want us to fall off. I ride hard. Fuck. You make me so wet. Now let's put that cock back where it belongs. I feel even better the second time. Okay, this time I'm clenching around you on purpose. I want to be as tight as possible for you. I want to make you feel things you've never felt before. You've pictured this too, haven't you? Me starving for your cock, riding you until we both come again. Well, I'm here to make your fantasies come true, just like you did for me. You can grab my hips again if you want to. Just get deeper. Yes! Yes! Can I just balance myself on your chest? I just need to... Oh, yeah. Right there, right there. Oh, I love the way you look at me. Your eyes, you make me feel so sexy. The way my hair gets ruffled as I ride you. The way my tits bounce. The way you make me back arch again. Shit. You know exactly how to make a girl feel good, don't you? Shit. I'm getting close again. I can feel it. You too? It's like we were meant to be. Like your cock was made for my pussy. Wait, what are you doing with? Fuck! Fuck, fuck, that's not fair. You can't just rub my clit like that. No! Stop! Are you crazy? You feel so good. Keep rubbing, just like that, just like that. Come with me. Come in me, I'm all yours. Come in me, I'm all... I don't know how you do it, but you make me feel so good. Better late than never, huh? I'm so happy we got to see each other again. Tonight was perfect. Let's just agree to be honest with each other from now on, okay? Perfect. Now, come on. We have some cuddling to catch up on, too.